and verse 22 in the New Living Translation. I don't have my, and this is what the word says, and I'm going to try to give you something that you can take out of here that will help you, that I live my life by. It says, don't put your trust in mere humans. They are as frail as breath. What good are they? Father, in Jesus' name, help me to get this point across to others as you showed me. I would say tonight, this is meat. If anybody, sometimes you might have a little baby, and they might have two teeth, and you might have a pork chop, and you might just let them on the bone. You're getting them ready for meat. Amen? This is meat, what I want to share with you. And I want to, my thought tonight that I want to share is this here. And I've said this many times, I've just never preached about this. Your highest, most purest, most bestest relationship cannot be another human being. It cannot be. It cannot be. There is not another human being that's going to complete you. Now, just bear with me. And I chose my wife by what Michael said, because the Lord spoke to me, and I went ahead with just that 47 years ago. Has it been easy? No. You know why? Because my wife does not complete me, and I do not complete her. God looked in the garden and said, it's not good for man to be alone. Let's make him a helper. And he made Eve. And then there was Genesis chapter 3, where the serpent deceived and caused the fall. We are children of the fall. We had enter into us some of the likeness of the flesh, which comes from the devil. And how bad was that? What was the in Genesis chapter 4, just the next chapter, we have the first murder, and a man murders his own brother. Now, I want to think of ways. I know this is being recorded, and I think this message will help people that are making decisions. We have cravings for friends and different type of relationship. And there's nothing wrong with desiring a husband or wife or a friend. There's nothing wrong with that. But what happens is, why are there so many breakups? Why do so many people just walk out of the church? The things we're not addressing here, things that are very, very important. Your husband or your wife, for instance, more than they're there to make you happy, they're there to make you holy. See, who would argue with this? The most intense relationship you're going to have in this life is going to be with your spouse. They're going to know more about you, and God's going to use that person in your life to change your life for the better. Now, let me take this to the next level. This is the error of mankind. This is the error of my generation. Mary, how far do we have to go back? We're singing about, help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my, right? And before that, strangers in the night. Well, and we go on and on. We go back to other generations. And it's all about that the highest good that can happen in your life is the person that you marry, and they're going to complete you. You're my north. You complete me. It's not true. It's not true. I've never seen it true. My best man, Bob Miraldo, I called him last night because in February, on the 26th, his wife passed away. His wife of 61 years. And he's broken. He's just as broken as he can be. I put off calling him because I called another Ronnie that was in my wedding party to ask him, how is Bob and Margie? And they told me so I could get myself gathered up. And Bob said, I love you like my own brother, Angelo. And he said, but you know, we did wrong things. But Margie, they just stayed together. See, through thick and thin. It's not easy. It's not easy for me. If it's easy for you, well, God bless your little old darling heart. That's great. It's not for me. Okay? But I've got something to fall back on. And I'm going to read from Psalm 118. And I'm telling you, you should seek after kingdom relationships. The kingdom of God is higher than anything else on this earth. How can you take an imperfect person that was born in need of a Savior, that has error in their life, and make that the person that completes you? I'll tell you what. Bob and Margie, they were on this planet together for 61 years, and they both had their problems. But he misses her now. He is a Christian. Bob has given his life to Jesus. And in Psalm 118 and verse 8 and 9, it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. What you have to realize is that person may be your best friend. I have seen in this church more stuff and relationships and friendships that shouldn't really have broken up if we would have been just a little more mature about it. And understand, nobody's going to complete you but God. God is the only one that can complete you, that can even begin to complete you. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The ideal here is no matter how high they are in the food chain in this life, they might be a president. I've sat with Governor Huckabee, other people. I've met famous people. But, man, they're just all people like me and you. And I think it will enhance our walk to understand that and stop expecting people to be perfect when you can't be perfect. Are you perfect? How many of you can remember your last error? How many of you want to be perfect like Jesus? Yes, I do. I do. I'm failing. There's a tempter here. I'm dealing with a nature of the flesh, and I'm not so sure that nature is going to pass into the next life. But no matter who it is, including your mom, your dad, it's good to have some of you in here have had good mothers and fathers. Patty, your dad was the best. And your mom is the best. I never had anything like that. Never had anything like that. I didn't have that to hold me up and teach me. Those are good people. They're the salt of the earth. How many of you in here, you had a good mother and father? You better raise your hand, Kelly. Kelly, can you see the holes and the imperfection in your dad? Yes. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, and I'm going all the way here. We have got to stop putting that much pressure on ourselves and on our best friends, our wives and husbands, our children, our parents. Man, we're all just people. And we, if you can let go of the fact that you think your husband or wife is complete you, if you can let go of that, you can grow. Because nobody completes anybody here unless, as in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, as I preached last Wednesday night, had the honor to do Kenny and Patty's wedding. A three braided rope cannot easily be broken. And the idea there is, and what we've asked Kenny and Patty to do last Wednesday night, was to include God. There's no better marriage than a marriage where there's God in it. And let me just tell you, everybody in here, and I'm going to be on Instagram or some kind of, look here, your best chance for a good marriage, don't compromise and marry somebody that's not a believer. I would not do that. I did not do that. I've told this before. Now it might have more meaning. I was awoken at night. There was about a period of about a month when Millie was my next door neighbor, and the Lord would tell me, he would wake me up and say, Angelo, I want you to marry that girl next door. We weren't even in the same whatever. I mean, she was square. She was Millie. I didn't run with those kind of people. And she just adored me, bless her little old darling heart. But I kept hearing that. And finally, I just started to go out with Millie just a little bit under some very, very strict guidance, which I think is good. The night that Millie and I got married, she was a virgin. That's absolute truth. In fact, the next day she still was, because I was driving and couldn't get where I had to go. That may not be important to this generation, but it sure is important to God, if possible. If possible. And for single people in this room, you can be a virgin right now. You can be a virgin right now in this situation. There's a guy, he's on The Bachelorette. I like to watch things that are insane. They help me to understand people. And The Bachelorette is getting more and more trashy every year. And I hate that they got rid of Chris Harrison. I just loved him. And he is a believer, a person of faith, and he was a virgin. He said, I'm saving myself for my wife. And he just said, I guess I'm going to be crucified here on this here. He said, I've got a choice to back down or to, because they wanted all the bachelors in this room to do some things that were risque and absolutely gross. How many of you notice everything is grosser on TV now than it's ever been before? It is. And they had to do a thing where they tried to convince the bachelor that they were the bachelorette, that they were the best one. And I thought, I was embarrassed just to watch this poor guy. I thought he got a guitar, and he sat down with the bachelorette, and he just sang her a song about how he feels about the Lord and how he feels about her. And she was weeping, and he won the trophy. You know what God needs? God just needs somebody that's going to stand up for him and stop being so fleshy. Stop getting mad. Stop walking out. Stop just breaking relationships that you should have developed. Develop a situation where you talk with people and communicate. That's what God wants. Because your best friend will not complete you. Your spouse won't. Your mother and father won't. And neither will your children from a biblical standpoint. The word says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek first. God knows that you have needs. Do you think Adam told God, I'm lonely? I don't. I think God just observed and said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helpmate. And the word says here in Matthew chapter 6 that God knows you have needs. And some of our deepest needs are relationship needs. We want friends. I crave that as a young fella. And I was a member of several gangs. Growing up, one, I stood and let them beat me up for the initiation, all because I wanted to belong to something. I wanted to be a part of something. And it caused me grief, the things I had to do to be a part of a gang, things I didn't want to. And finally, by the time I was 19 years old, I was totally confused. Totally confused. Because everything that my generation said would make me happy made me crazy. This made me crazy. I couldn't get enough drugs. I couldn't get enough sex. I couldn't get enough of this and that. But that's the way Satan designed it. See, God didn't design that worldliness that I was a part of. The devil did. But the word says here, I know you need friends. I know you need meaningful friends. I know you need a best friend. I know you need a spouse. Will you trust me? See, because God's voice is not blaring like mine. It's not blaring tonight. It's a still, small voice. And he talks about like this. He says, I know what you need. I know the plans I have for you. A future. Good things. And when you learn how to pray, and when you learn how to seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you. So, Neil Young is, I want to live, I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keep me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Can I tell you something? Neil, if you're listening, I hope you found Jesus, because you can go through so many, because there's not a person on this that just does, life just doesn't work that way. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll give you the person he wants you to have for your friend, your church, your spouse, and many other relationships. But none of them will complete you. But God will use those relationships in your life to change you and to fall in love with God in a deeper way. And I'm very happily married today. And God bless every one of you that's happy every day. That's just not me. Sorry. I'm going to tell you the truth if it runs you out the door. Because the truth of the matter is, neither are you. Your spouse is probably the most number one person that God is going to use to change you into a Christian. Husbands, love your wives like Christ loves the church. Wives, submit to your husbands. These things are hard. These things are easy to write. They're easy to preach. They're hard to live. Amen? You know, I want someone I can trust. I want someone I can build a life with. That's what we want. I want friends for a lifetime. Bob told me things last night. I've known him since I was a kid when I moved to California. And I've watched Bob and Ronnie grow old. They're both 81 years old now. And they both stayed with their wives. I want someone I can trust. Don't you? I want somebody I can build a life with, either a friend or whatever. I want somebody that understands me. Last place tonight. Psalm 37 and verse 4. My grandmother quoted this verse to me many times. Psalm 37 and 4 says this. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you what you want. And most of the people I've known, they spent their life looking for love in all the wrong places, not being in church, not in the altar, not trying to find a deeper revelation and understanding with God, not letting God, see, God wants to complete everybody in this room tonight. He wants to complete your life. If you'll delight yourself in him, those things, does he not say over and over, everybody's heard this. He knows all my needs, doesn't he? Doesn't God know all of our needs? The most powerful thing we could do is continue to work our spiritual recovery, to work out our salvation, and stop acting like that's not what we need, and stop acting like we've arrived. He knows your heart, and he knows your spouse's heart. See, can I tell you something? God knew things about your mom I didn't know. He knows things about your mom I still don't know, but I've learned some of them. And God knew things about me, and you know, somehow, he said, this is a great match. And we had two girls of our own that we wouldn't take any, and them other two, we wouldn't take anything for them, and we sure wouldn't take anything for our 9 grandchildren. And God wants to let you complete him before your next move. The scriptures say this. Before you take communion, each time, and we should do it plenty of times, we're supposed to examine our hearts. Where are you in the formula that I just spoke out? Where are you? Where is God in your life? Is he completing you? I'd like you to make an altar. God would like you to examine your heart. God wants to be first in your life. Let's examine our hearts. Let's talk to God.